Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And for today, we do get into a fascinating discussion. Last week, we were trying to preview what we were going to be seeing around Black Friday. For today, we're now looking back at Black Friday because there's already been a number of indications into what has actually happened over that retail weekend. So now we want to see what happened on the ground and just taking it from the view of one of the large financial institutions, that is ABSA, because last week we were looking at it from a buy now, pay later perspective, you know, to say what is that going to do for e-commerce, for Black Friday sales, that type of thing. We also spoke to some guys in terms of logistics for e-commerce last week as well. So now it's great to, you know, then look back and see what's actually happened. And to help us to shed some light onto that from an ABSA point of view, we are joined by Tsipi Alexander, who is the head of card issuing over at ABSA Everyday Banking. Tsipi, greetings to you today.
Thank you. Hello, Mudiwa, and hello to the listeners. Looking forward to today's conversation.
Now, most certainly, and thank you so much for taking your time to be with us right now. Before we get into, I guess, some of the data, you know, a lot is said about, you know, your Black Fridays. A lot is said about, you know, these types of retail events and holidays. From a retail banking point of view, does it translate, you know, in the same way that, you know, from a consumer point of view, there's a lot of hype around, you know, your Black Fridays. But from a retail banking point of view, is there equally that much hype, or is it just another day, another weekend, you know, in the world of financial services?
Thanks. A great question. I can confirm it's certainly not just another weekend. And I can confirm also, like many of, you know, the retailers and the business owners out there, that as bankers as well, we don't get much sleep. The process actually starts well before Black Friday, you know, to give you some context, where we plan in our war rooms to ensure that, you know, the massive increase in transactional volume, you know, online, you know, at a point of sales, et cetera, and the different channels from a banking perspective, we need to make sure that they're all working, that, you know, that there's always backup, you know, options, et cetera, you know, and that all of those elements work. And, you know, being a 24/7 business, that, you know, we're able to do that, you know, within that period. And then secondly, also because we know that our customers, you know, would also be, you know, quite excited about the day, we also, you know, see how we can support them with, you know, great deals on rewards, etc. So there's quite a lot of planning that goes into it. And finally, I think also from a business perspective, it does give a sense of, you know, what's going on out there in the economy as well. And, you know, there's certain, you know, trends certainly we've seen pre-COVID. You know, obviously there's a COVID impact, and post that we also keep, you know, a close eye on to, you know, that gives a sense in terms of the data we get from there, in terms of where things are going trend wise. So certainly a very important time for us. And, you know, obviously this week is where we reflect, look at the stats. So great time to be discussing this. Yeah.
I like the fact that we are using the word reflect, because it is, you know, a good time to look at what's happened. And also, you said war room, and I can imagine, you know, the type of dashboards, the type of data that you're looking at, and the type of real-time information that you guys will probably had access to. Maybe you could shed some light, you know, for us. You know, I have things that I'm curious about, but, you know, we'll let you lead this one in terms of what stood out for you, or anything that you want to highlight in terms of what happened on Black Friday.
Okay. No, so thanks. Firstly, you know, what was good is that from a technical perspective, things went, you know, quite smooth. So, you know, we were quite, you know, that was good to certainly see. That's always something you look out for. You know, we're also obviously on the lookout for, you know, to ensure that customers aren't impacted by fraud or any sort of bad actors. So, you know, it was good to see that, you know, go quite well. In terms of new trends, though, and certainly something that we were looking to see how effective this would be, is that we did pick up, you know, as we, you know, conversations with merchants and just as we looked at the environment, that there was quite a bit of opportunity for consumers to get access to good deals. But, you know, I'd call them really early bird specials. So from 12 midnight, you know, onwards. So, you know, that was the first thing that we were tracking. And, you know, there was a significant uptick of the sort of online and e-commerce that was up, you know, over 150%, you know, sort of year on year. So significant number of customers now, you know, logging on, going on to the websites, looking for the deals, looking for opportunities, and getting access to early bird deals. So that was interesting to see. And, you know, going all the way up until 8 or 9 a.m., you know, it was interesting to see cardholders, one cardholder get deals up to 400,000 rand. So certainly some new trends, you know, coming through there. As we, you know, proceeded throughout the day, it was also very clear that online and e-commerce was a big winner, if I put it that way. And that spend, you know, was up quite significantly, you know, year on year by about 26%, coming off 20% the year before. And also coming off, you know, that I would say it's a trend that significantly spiked in 2020. So if you recall and you take your mind back then, you know, to that time, there was a lot of, you know, lockdown, et cetera, customers not able to go out. So a lot of retailers shifted online. Some that had no online presence, you know, started to create, you know, online. The big grocery retailers, for example, really punting, you know, shopping for groceries online. So that trend started there, but it certainly has continued to follow through. And then finally on the day, you know, cash, I would say, was almost the big loser, if I was, you know, to put it, you know, that way, in that we did see reductions in cash usage or withdrawals from that perspective. But it's not necessarily, you know, should I say, a bad story, because with increased take up in EFT, with increased take up in card, with growing confidence in consumers to, you know, use online and 3D secure as a shopping experience, you certainly find that, you know, overall, we then have seen growth, you know, in the market. So I would sort of say that, you know, looking at the dashboard in the war room, those were certainly you know, some of the elements that popped out in terms of trends.
And then when we're now thinking about those trends, it's very interesting to note, you know, like you said, that cash was, you know, probably one of the bigger losers from this Black Friday, because I know there's been a huge concerted effort, you know, to try and increase cashless transactions in the country from, you know, from the industry as a whole, you know, owing to increased online, you know, usage, but also just at the same time, the convenience that comes with contactless payments and the like. So great to see and hear, you know, some of that progress. My biggest gripe is still with the car guards, that somehow, some way, you know, we need to find a way to get, you know, these guys to have, you know, cashless, because we're actually having this conversation just the other day with some of my friends to say that one of the only reasons that most of us keep cash at least if you're in the city, I'm in Johannesburg, is, you know, parking related issues. That's usually the only thing that people are using cash for. So from what you guys can see on the data, you're talking quite a bit about the specials that people were taking advantage of, and sort of walking us through how that day went. What were people buying? I think this is one of the big questions that people tend to have. You know, was it fashion? Was it gadgets? Because it seems at this point like everyone was doing a Black Friday special of some sort. From your electronics people to your FMCG, you know, type of retailers to groceries. Anyone who has a price tag on something was saying that we've reduced prices. But from what you can see, who are the winners or losers on that front?
Thanks. Yeah. So, you know, in terms of, what people were buying, I think everybody, like you said, was involved. Even as a bank, we were out there with, up to 60%, in terms of rewards that we were giving to our customers. That was also significant. But if I look at, trends there, I would say that there was an overall increase across all categories. We did see some good spikes as well in categories that have not seen, as much because of COVID. So travel in particular was big. Yeah. Entertainment also was quite big. But the biggest winner, I would say, from what we could see, was groceries. Whilst consumers did look, to spoil themselves with the odd luxury, I don't think, we still do have the fact that, a day before this, we had an announcement on an increase in interest rates. we do know that, the consumers are under pressure. So we began, that was a trend that we started seeing from COVID, but it was quite it grew quite significantly this year as well. We do think that this could also have been impacted by the fact that the 25th is one of the biggest paydays out there. So it just happened to, transpire on that day. And a lot of consumers would have obviously gone out and looked for value, as anyone would. I'm sure you would were looking for it too on the day. We did see that groceries, I would say, in terms of that uplift, significant amount of increase in spend there.
Actually, before you go on, it's an interesting point that you're bringing up, because I remember I was chatting to someone else, and we were asking ourselves, just because you start hearing reports and the data from the people that are delivering things, from some of the payments providers, all of these increases, to say, how do you distinguish between whether what happened on Friday and through the weekend was more your Black Friday effect, or more just the your typical payday type of expenditure that's normally experienced?
So that was something we tracked quite specifically. If you look, Black Friday, before that, it was, sort of the day before the big payday. So I do think that there's, there is certainly an element of impact, that you would have there. And that's, specifically why, I mentioned it. But also, on groceries, that's why I also made mention of that as well, that, you would find that there would be certain benefits in that discretionary or available spending that, is there for me to make. If I can get a good deal whilst doing it, certainly that's what you can see. People went out and, took full advantage of that.
All right. So outside of the groceries and, some of I guess the value-added spend or the looking for the deals that people were doing in terms of, you know, it's payday, but it's also Black Friday. You know, let me maximize. You know, outside of that, what are the categories stood out in terms of winning on the day?
Yeah, so you certainly saw, you know, increases, you know, with the big online retailers. You have some significant increase. So, like I said, whilst we would have seen 26%, you know, overall, you can imagine that from you know, acquiring of transactions, that you know, you'd see amplified, you know, across the board. That was certainly, you know, a big trend, you know, that we saw. As I said before, travel. We saw a specific spike in travel. So clearly, you know, individuals taking the opportunity to book travel, not just, you know, sort of ad hoc, but also as we move towards the end of the year, we saw quite a bit of, you know, transactional volume go there. And we usually also track on the day. You usually find that it starts, you know, with quite a bit of, if I look between, you know, COVID 2020 to now, where it started with retailers opening earlier in the day, right? Long lines and long queues. And then late in the day, you know, that you see a spike in restaurant spend as, you know, tired shoppers go and kind of refresh. We saw a bit of a different trend this year with shopping online commencing far earlier. And also people shopping from home. So clearly you could see that work from home element as well. But, you know, you did, you know, there's clearly still a pocket of individuals who, you know, still do, you know, the, you know, point of sale, which was still up significantly at 20%. And, you know, from kind of 3 to 4 in the afternoon, you see the spikes, the restaurants, that's where, you know, it's their time, you know, to participate in the Black Friday joy. And, you know, that goes on, you know, till well into the evening. So yeah, it was interesting, I guess, to see the impact of online in particular. Mm. And the times at which you know, people, you know, began.
You know what's I think what's most fascinating about talking to people, you know, such as yourself, and especially given the pool of data that you're drawing from, is just how much people are interacting online. You know, you guys are seeing it from the online activity versus the in-store activity, etc. But despite all of the increases that we're talking about, 26% year on year, from an ABSA point of view, notwithstanding what's going on in the broader industry, is just the fact that at the end of the day, the online retail pie is still a tiny fraction of, I guess, the total, you know, that's going on in the economy. So one day when online retail and e-commerce reaches that critical mass, one can only imagine the level of transactions that's going to be flowing through, you know, some of these online platforms.
Yeah, no, I think you raise a valid point. I mean, if you look at the, you know, and what has happened over the years and cash usage, you know, sort of falling. We obviously have checks that used to be there and is no longer there. Cards, you know, becoming quite mature, and online shopping becoming more secure. COVID, you know, landing the trend in terms of customers shopping online and gaining trust in shopping online. I think it's also, you know, going to be interesting to see as we cast our minds forward to, you know, rapid payments and you know, what is coming through from that perspective as well. You know, that as we continue to, you know, decash and you see more and more forms of payment, I think that online is going to significantly see, you know, growth as, you know, we kind of mature onto other opportunities, Internet of Things, etc. And, you know, as those, you know, opportunities expand, it's also a good time, I guess, for merchants as well from that perspective, in that they have multiple channels now from which, you know, you can source business and source opportunities as well. So an exciting time, for payments. Hence, like I said before, why we have war rooms and are quite excited about all of this.
No, most certainly. And I think that brings us nicely, as we're rounding up the discussion, to the point, where we probably were building up to get a sense of how much, if you can share in any way, how much was spent on the day, or any indications just around the level of transaction that happened on the day, at least from your point of view.
Yeah, thanks. So quite, like I say, an exciting time. And, if you think once again of, to give you a sense of the level of transactional volume, that goes through. So I said the overall spend was up, 20%, and that's just looking, at card. We had 127 transactions being approved per second.
Wow.
That is a significant amount, and that's up from 93 in 2021, from that perspective. So significant volumes that would have gone through the different channels. And obviously the focus, like I say, is on ensuring that those transactions are done and are approved within seconds as well, and that customers from a spend perspective are protected. Quite a bit of volume that would have gone through from that perspective.
All right. So before we let you go, CP, now that we understand the level of transaction, I think you said 127 transactions per second that were being running through the system. I'm just trying to extrapolate that, per minute, per hour, for the whole day, millions, that were going through the system on that end. What types of conclusions, Black Friday is just a day. It's just a day. For some people, it's a weekend. But what type of conclusions, within the bigger picture, does what you observed, during those couple of days, can we draw for something like that? And also, I guess alluding to the channels, within the bank that were, that were driving transactions.
Thanks. So yeah, in terms of conclusions, I mean, I'll give a sense of what we saw during COVID. We saw a significant drop in spend, in the day from a Black Friday perspective. We've certainly have recovered that, and then some. So we tend to look at, especially from payments perspective, we do look at or benchmark 2019 pre-COVID as an important point to sort of assess where are we in the direction we're moving from. So if I was to look at it from that perspective, we certainly have seen growth that has come out post 2019. So we're above that level of spend. And if I look at, sort of average transaction volumes as well, so, we're looking at just below 600 Rand, 598 Rand was the average in Black Friday, and we pretty much back up to that level, now, whereas, on average, it would be about 470 on, your average Friday. So you can see there's an uplift. But in COVID, during COVID, we saw that number drop quite a bit as well. So it certainly gives a sense that there's, the consumer is under pressure, but the consumer still is looking for, opportunity, that the day provides. So still a very relevant day. And, we're also seeing obviously an increase, back to that pre-COVID level, in terms of the consumer appetite on the day. And then finally, the shift to online and the movement away from cash. These are certainly, trends that are quite well embedded now from a spending behavior perspective.
So that's been it. Very fascinating conversation. I think the overall theme of a discussion like this, if we're going to take a step back and look at it within the bigger context, is the tension that is being highlighted by CP around the pressure that consumers continue to be under, but at the same time, a story of a recovery as well. You know, these two things are in tension. They are walking somehow. These two things are walking together. And are reflected in some of the transaction figures and data that are, you know, that are being seen. The consumer being under pressure, but still looking for value, still looking for opportunities, and where businesses have been able to offer that, that is now being reflected in the uplift that is being seen in the numbers that you know, apps are seeing on their end. And then at the same time, you know, sort of showing the fact that there is a lot to, you know, speak about and to be gained from, you know, some of these retail experiences. It's easy to say that it's a lot of hype, but from an economy point of view, it's actually driving, you know, a lot of value and transaction through the economy. And, you know, hopefully that lends itself to that wider recovery, you know, in the economy. Perhaps the most encouraging thing is to say that, you know, some of the spend that CP was highlighting has gone back, benchmarking on those 2019 figures, come back to, you know, where things were pre-COVID, you know, sort of showing the fact that as bad as things are at the moment, there is a movement, you know, towards, you know, towards the some of that positivity. So always great to see that happening. It will be interesting to, you know, get CP back maybe in January, you know, to have a similar conversation to see if because I think it must be a very interesting time to be tracking payments and spend, because you have Black Friday, but immediately after that you get into festive season, and you know, festive season, people, you know, spend on anything and everything, you know. So it might be interesting to get CP back in just to understand what's been going on that front. So that's been it. We were in conversation with CP Alexander, who is the head for card issuing over at Absa Everyday Banking. CP, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Madhu, and thanks to the listeners.
And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.